everyone, and welcome to A Nightmare on Fear Street,
a monstrous podcast about all things horror.
If you like what you hear today, then you can follow us on all of the usual socials or subscribe to our Patreon for bonus content and merch. You can find all of that by visiting us at allmylinks.com/A Nightmare on Fear Street or in our episode descriptions wherever you're listening to this podcast at.
All right, everyone. Today we're covering the original, the first Paranormal Activity with Zero Gravity and Brother Ghoulish.
Yay!
Ow, ow!
Hey.
Right? Now, we brought in the rest of Bloody Massacre because this is my month. It's my season. We are now in June. It's the correct season. You're welcome. I'm sorry for you people who are not Geminis. We all can't win. Oh.
I like that she has such a hatred for Tauruses, but like, if you were born like 3 weeks earlier, Sheree, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't own it. I would be like, I was born wrong. My mother should have failed me immediately. Let me move myself to June. It would not be the first note I gave Leona. It would not be the first. It would not be the last.
Those couple of weeks make a difference too, because like, listen, Pisces and Aquarius are two different beasts and we're only a couple weeks apart.
Listen. Very true. Them Leos and them Virgos. It's a dividing line.
That's huge.
No, sometimes people be out here being messy. They're like, oh, I was born in August. I'm like, I know what side. I know what side.
Truly. All right. Well, before we get into Paranormal Activity, we're going to catch up with Zero and Ryan since it's been a little second before they've been on the show. But we'll start with Zero. Zero, what you been watching?
Well, you know me. I've been watching Malignant over and over and over and over again. I just did a little bit of traveling. And so with my Paranormal Activity homework, after the homework was done, I went to Malignant again just to celebrate our success at the Chainsaw Awards, you know. Ow. Yeah, and like literally nothing else. No, just kidding.
Do you have any projects coming up that you would like to plug?
Any project? Well, you know, I have this podcast. I think it's super cool. It's called Blurdy Massacre. And actually, I think my co-host might have just like fallen into this recording today. And
it's
you
like
know,
this was planned or something, you know?
I know. That's kind of sus, honestly. Anyway, I have a very cool podcast. I love my co-host and I love you, Trent. And thanks for having me on today.
Awesome, awesome. And remind everyone where they can follow you, Zero.
Y'all can follow me at IDK Gravity on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch, Letterboxd too, if you will. And you can follow our podcast on Instagram and Twitter, and maybe TikTok soon at Blurdy Massacre.
Awesome, awesome. Brian, what you been watching?
I've been watching The Baby on HBO, and it's giving me so
I've
much
heard
life.
So many good things.
I still gotta get into it. I still do. You've told me multiple times.
You know what? I made up a conversation between us in my mind, Sheree, and I'm concerned. I felt like that's scary. No, but you know, I feel like you would really like it.
No, that's sad though, that you don't go like it so much that you told me to watch it so many times. You just assumed I started watching it and we've already had this conversation and I'm still failing.
How much has been spoiled for you? Because we're on the same timeline.
I don't be engaging with people. I'm just like, you're talking about a thing I don't want ruined and you're a ruiner. So I'm going to go the opposite way. It's that like dodgeball.
I think that's what made it so that makes it effective when you watch it, because like the way that I saw it was just the poster, so I'm like, is it another Rosemary's Baby? But they detract a lot, so, and I'm not going to say anything else, but yeah,
we need a new Rosemary's Baby for reasons.
It would be a good time for something like that to drop right now, honestly.
True. Listen. Has anyone watched the miniseries? Was it? I remember liking it, but it's been forever.
We were gonna watch it. Why is everybody attacking me? This is my season. Stop talking about what I haven't done. Talk about what I have done.
I was gonna remember if you had or not, but I need someone to tell me if it's good or not, because I remember liking it, but it's been like a decade, so you know how that goes.
Amen to that, because some of the stuff I revisited after a decade, I needed to stay buried.
After 10 days sometimes, I'm just like,
I'm screaming.
No. Okay, Sheree. Right. All right.
I'm not like, I love his work. And then he got Tiki Torch tomorrow. I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I take it back.
Right. this tweet did not age well as I was tweeting it 2 seconds ago, and I just want to come back in and say I'm sorry.
Right. Brother Ghoulish, is there anything going on the Brother Ghoulish side?
Yes, so I'm currently in the swing of my third season of Brother Ghoulish's Tomb, and I do horror hot topics over there right now. I used to do short stories, but I'm currently working on releasing stuff, so that is not happening. And, and I'm also doing Brother Ghoulish's Dragula Breakdown, which has been on a bit of a hiatus. But with them moving over to Shudder, I'm working on a project to do the rewinds and start looking at the old seasons.
Ooh, that's it.
Shudder needs to find you with can some finances.
Can they please?
Right? I love this song.
Listen.
Sponsor it's a number one friend. Hit. Summer bop.
Hey, Shudder. Sponsor my friend. You should listen to this breakdown. Look.
That's all jamming. I was
like, I think you have a new intro song. Right.
No, the intro's not a real song. It's just me being like, give us the money. What? And Ryan being like, this ain't even your show.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. All right. And again, since we have all three of you on Fear Street, remind everyone where they can find Blurdy on socials, and then also where can they listen to you all?
Ooh. So you can find Blurdy Massacre on Twitter and Instagram at Blurdy Massacre. And if you look up any of our handles, you'll also find us talking about it because we do stay on the thread quite a bit. So IDK Gravery, Gravery, because clearly.
Who?
I was trying to be smooth with it. That's what my ass get.
It's my birthday season. I was all drunk. All drunk. It's fine. What?
Okay, Gravity. Gravity.
And you know, Gravity's some of us are nuts. Too on. Let me stop. Yeah, that's where you can find us. Gravery, IDK Gravery.
Is that, you going to do fourth host that I don't know about?
It's my evil twin.
I ain't Gravery.
That would be a good drag name. Hold on.
That'd be, wait, where's that sequel, Gravery?
Oh my
it's
God.
It's like considering to space that last time. But you didn't know.
This episode's already off the chain, off the rails. Like, what's
the Gravery Chamber failed us.
Anti-Gravery Chamber.
It sounds like some like grab or I don't know, like grabbing thing. Anyway, let's not go there. let's get into Paranormal Activity, because whoo, y'all, this movie still scares the shit out of me nearly 20 years after this movie was made. And I'm still mad about it.
I put all of this franchise off until like 2015-ish because wow. I was real hit and miss with fan footage. And like, I'm not going to spend money for things that I don't always bring me joy. We're going to have to like have some eyewitness accounts before I spend money. And my roommate, LaBob, was like, no, you would like these. I'm like, you don't know me. And so we binged all of them that were out at that time. And I slept with the lights on for a couple of days. So,
yeah. Respect.
Better choice.
Right? Like,
I love Paranormal Activity. I like the whole franchise. I'm proud to say that like I was there at that time when it like really, really hit. I still like played the ads in my head that were like, you know, it showed you the preview of the theater and like everybody jumping. And I actually was looking up those ads on YouTube just in preparation for this episode, and I feel like I know exactly what part the audiences are jumping at because they're just like burned into my brain now X amount of years later. I love the franchise. I think the first two hit the hardest, and then that one where I don't know, there's so many at this point, but one with the little Latino boys in their community, those three hit the hardest, but this obviously broke the ground. And you know, I still liked it. I watched it recently to prepare, and it still felt good. So I have not many bad things to say about it other than these characters, but we'll get into that later.
Listen. That's all my notes. Couples counsel would have saved y'all at the end.
Oh my God.
Accurate.
Truly.
I think for me, it was also nice coming back to, because I watched it again, like maybe a year or two ago, but I must not have been paying close attention because I felt like y'all said, it was scary again and it was refreshing. And there was a lot of like, even though I knew where most of the major scares were, I still felt the tension. Mm-hmm. And it's just an iconic film. And I didn't get to see it in theaters like when I first saw it. I saw it at home and same. It was still effective. But all the people around me around that time, they were talking about having alternate endings in the theaters and all this other stuff. But I had never seen it like in theater. So I didn't know that they had did this.
Did they
where
really?
Basically they, yeah. So regionally they had different endings for Paranormal Activity. Just the first one. Yeah. And I didn't see any of the alternate. I love Sheree's face. Yeah.
I didn't know these endings like right now.
Yeah. It was a really cool marketing idea. And I mean, it's wanted to have that.
Yeah.
Wait, Clue did that as well. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. There's like three different endings to Clue, but I've seen all three of those. So where are these endings at?
They put them together now. Because like, I guess when they released Clue, they were like, you only get the one, bitches. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. But now that it's like 30, 40 years old, I can't do math. They're like, here's all of them. Dun, 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 and then reset.
Oh, okay. No, I did see that. Never mind. You're right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking something else. Yeah, yeah.
No. Because I remember being a kid and they wouldn't do all of them because sometimes they were strapped for time on ABC. And they were like, you only get the one. I'm like, how dare you choose which one we're going to see today? How dare you?
But yeah, now I got to know. That is cool, though. I do like it when studios do that with films.
Yeah, me too. And it's, you know. I just love this damn movie. I mean, even after I was done watching it for this, I wanted to go back through the whole series again because it's been so long.
Right?
I couldn't
they
do
really
it.
They really laid the groundwork. They laid the groundwork and then it just went like up from there. I think they got a little cocky and they went up again and then went down. And then that documentary was also really insightful. Did y'all see that?
I didn't.
It's on my list because it's on Paramount. And like, I was going to watch it after Next of Kin, but Next of Kin made me so angry. I was like, I'm taking some time. And I forgot to watch it. Until Next of Kin, this was a franchise. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And I also, because I binged almost all of them in one sitting, aside from whatever wasn't out in 2015. They run together. So it's all like one giant story that's like interwoven. And so I'm like, oh, wait, which one is this? Not Katie. Which one is this? Oh, this is the one to kids.
Yep.
I was like gonna like redo all of them and then do Next of Kin, but then life happened. So I did Next of Kin. Mm. And my cat was like, I thought you had better taste than this, auntie. And I was like, you know what?
The disrespect.
Louise is a disrespectful bitch. Like, she leaped up at the screen when there was like a little laser light and then like it went away. She's like, oh, this is a shit movie anyways. And then like you can see her look at me and then leave. I was like, I told you it's not a slasher. You like the slashers. I told you to say for you.
I love it. All right. Well, let's get into these characters because y'all, okay. Number one, I know it's spelled like Micah, but she continually calls him Mika. So I'm going to try to continue to say Mika in this episode. But if I say Micah, I mean Mika.
Which I hate, by the way. I know. I wanted him to be Micah so bad. And even now, like, I watched it with subtitles just now. And so I read Micah, and then I hear Mika, and it's frustrating. Mm-hmm.
I just ignored her, and I figured that was the devil talking. I was like, you don't know his name. Clearly Satan's working hard. Fuck it to Micah.
Well, this whole time, I felt like Micah was like forcing Katie to do all this shit she didn't want to do. And it's so frustrating because I'm like, dude, I mean, granted, I don't think if he wasn't forcing her to do all those things, I think that it still would have ended pretty badly for them. But like, maybe they would have had to fight so damn much. And it made me not care if when he died. I was like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I mean, she got demons. There's no way around that. So it's not going to be a happy ending. But I think that Micah upsetting the demon was not the way to go. Because he was like, oh, you got demons. Let me go fight with them. I'm tired of specifically white men being like, I'm a fight supernatural. Let me get it. I'm like, how you going to punch what ain't got an actual body? Also, it's working in hell. It ain't thinking about you, Chuck. But here goes Mika being like, don't leave my woman alone.
Like, oh, my God.
That's
so
that demon's woman.
You for real. Have several seats. it really became like, I definitely didn't notice this like the first time watching it when I was young, but I feel like Mika like didn't really like his wife or his girl, because she's clearly has a situation, and I feel like in his mind at this, a certain point, or actually no, from the rip, from the jump, it's like Mika versus the demon, and my fiance is just kind of like in the way, right? Completely disregarding her safety, her past, like what she said, like 15 years of dealing with these things. And he's just like, oh no, I got this. This is cool, right? Let's catch it on film. For probably YouTube was like blowing up at that time. What, like 2006? Like, yeah, this is gonna go viral or whatever. Meanwhile, she's like, she's dealing with trauma, like literal demons. So I don't think they should have gotten engaged, but whatever. I guess it made for a good story. So
that's one of my notes. She needs to do better about the men in her life and the demons in her life, because he was literally like, let me mansplain your demons to you and how to handle them. And she's like, I know what I got. I grew up with them. He's like, no, I'll put some flour down so we can see if it's here. She's like, we know it's here. It's dragging me out my bed and it's fighting you. You already noticed. He's like, let's get a Ouija board so we can communicate. She's like, stop talking to it. If you ignore it, it lets me sleep. And he's like, I'm going to do what I do. I'm a man. I really wanted him to get it earlier in the movie.
Yeah. When just he classic with that, dude complex. Classic right. dude complex.
100. When he walked in with that Ouija board, I was like, especially after she has told you not to do this from the jump. The psychic that have come in, the medium that have come in, told you not to do this. Who are you, dude? Like, do you know better than the person that's possessed and the person that knows possessions? I don't think so.
Listen, when I saw that Ouija board come out, that's the moment as a friend I would have been like, let me hold your purse, hit him a few times, and I'm not gonna do nothing. I don't advocate for violence, but you might need to hit him a few times.
I mean, it's reverse violence. He is literally like subjecting her to being harassed even more by a spiritual entity, and he's just not giving a fuck unless it's caught on camera. Dude, right. What? You can smack him up a couple times, it's fine.
Listen, I would have been like, you and your demon jump him. I'm gonna go get the car. We get an alibi.
You know what, though? Like, Katie was a suspicious character, too, though, because, like, when she pulled up, she is driving an impressive car for somebody to later reveal that, oh, I'm a student. And then she's like making jewelry off to the side. And I'm like, this is a big house. And I understand that Mika or Mika, the whatever, the mansplainer formerly known as Mika, whoever, he literally like is a day trader, but it's still suspicious because it almost seems to suggest that they had like separate lives and they ended up coming together in this house. I don't know. It's just a lot going on. And then on top, wait, does she kind of look like Katy Perry to you guys a little bit?
Kind of.
I can see it. Now that I think about it.
I get
Katie
it.
Katie, I knew when I was in Chicago.
You know, Katies, they all look the same.
They run in threes.
They all brunettes. All brunettes. All got demons.
All from Jersey.
Listen, all of them. All of them.
Yo, Katy Perry has demons for real. Listen. Like, I went through a Katy Perry phase. I thought she was, like, super... I mean, I don't know. I think Katy Perry's kind of cool. I watched an interview. She said that she grew up, like, super, super Catholic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, now she's, like, doing music videos with, like, whipped cream on her titties and everything. And, like, I know that she's battling something deep down, leaving the church. And I think they weren't even allowed to say, like, deviled eggs in her interview.
I think her dad's a pastor, isn't he?
Oh, you know, she got demons.
I could be wrong. Sure. Could be getting her mixed up with Jessica Simpson, but no. And she, when she first started, she started in Christian music too. She got signed. Yeah.
Can you imagine a Katy Perry Christian album?
I'm screaming.
I think there's one out there somewhere.
It makes some of her songs make sense because, like, lost you're a fire. Firework or whatever. That was for the Lord.
But you know what? She is a
paper bag for the Lord.
She's a fraud anyway, though, because her first big single was I Kissed a Girl, Miss Catholic. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You know all them Catholics be kissing girls. Hold on now.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. That video was racy. Like, when I saw, that was the first thing I saw from her. I was like, I like her. And then when I found out that... You know what? I lost track of what I was about to say because I'm like, I just.
Katie's, yo.
Just right.
Katie's.
Katie's.
She's Katie's sister. They're like the same. Yeah, they're spelled differently. That's how I know. They call her Y and her IE. So that's her sister.
The Katie with the Y is always concerning Katie because it looks like Caddy. And I'm like, I think your parents tried to warn us. And they wanted us to know.
Wait, but Paranormal Activity Katie was K-I-T-I-E, yeah. Right? Okay, okay.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Something's not matching up there. I think it's sus. So let's talk about this for a second, right? Like, Katie did not tell her fiance that she was struggling with this trauma until they moved in together. And mind you, listeners, they have been together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I think Mika said something like, you know, you didn't tell me this. Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me this on the first date. And she was like, what am I going to like start with? Hey, I'm fucking haunted. Yeah. And he was like, you know, or the 30th date or the 50th date, which is concerning. That's a little.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay. So I have that scene made me have a question. At what point, or do you ever, when do you disclose that you're possessed by a demon?
That should come out when you're having the sex talk. You're like, I had herpes last year and I'm into this. Also, I got demons. Because what you don't want is a follow situation.
I mean, you know what? You know what though? It's a cute little metaphor though. Like, because like people are kind of afraid to show some of their worser parts during the dating process, whether it's because they have like their personal demons can be addiction or mm-hmm. they could be dealing with like mental health issues, and they're afraid mm-hmm. if they say something earlier, you know, it's going to jeopardize their chances of being with this person. Like mm-hmm. people do that in real life, and probably with real demons. Facts. We live in America.
I think every parent will tell you, like, you don't really know somebody until you move in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's facts.
Because I mean, let's be real, y'all. Let's be real. I'm not going to go on a first date and be like, okay, look, I'm manic depressant. I have a huge anxiety problem. I love alcohol.
They don't know I love alcohol because they're picking up this tab. It's my birthday season.
If they don't know, he ain't paying attention.
Jesus. You think I'm paying for all these drinks on my own? You better hope my demons catch you. No, but I think that over the course of 3 years, she could have slipped it in. I think she didn't. Yeah. Until after he moved in, which you wanna be like, Katie, but also Mika's such an asshole. Where you're like, maybe she did it on purpose. Maybe she wanted to set him up a little bit. Maybe she was like, I can get him to leave. You know who can, Toby.
Okay. Right. I think you're onto something though, because I like I said, I gotta go back and rewatch. But wasn't it revealed at some point that like she did know something about it in one of the sequels? Child, I can't remember.
I think if I'm remembering correctly, and we'll get there because we're doing the next two this mm-hmm. month. If I remember correctly, her and her sister were there when shit went down at grandma's. And then like they conveniently have fragmented memories. And so they remember bits and parts. But like any other traumatized kid, you're like, I didn't really see that. That didn't really happen.
Okay.
And so, like, she's still having this presence follow her, but she's like, it's something else. It ain't that. And again, this is a horror movie that would be resolved with therapy. One of the many.
One of the many.
Yes. Because the trauma bonding is very triggering.
Listen. Oh, yeah.
Another thing I didn't like is that Mika was like, I'm gonna handle this, and not letting the professionals handle it. And I'm like, these are professionals. Why do you feel, because you are a man, you know better than people would...
He called the medium a quack. He was like, you're just going to let some quack in my house? Like, Sarah, you're learning literally everything from Google.
Right.
Just bought a camera and you're Googling how to handle the situation. And this guy is a quack. Yeah.
That's my other thing with him. He was like, oh, she got demons, let me get a camera. And I'm just like, I might move out. I might I might do other things. I wouldn't get a camera to be like, let's get it documented.
Well, he's so interested in like making the spirit do things. Like the first 10 minutes, he's like, so do you think you can like do something to make the spirit do something? And I'm like, has he not watched any horror films? Like any of them?
For real. But
Evil Dead, anything?
if they were to have this conversation about, hey, baby, I'm haunted, I'm dealing with all this baggage from my teen years or my childhood, then maybe she would know how he would react to this whole situation and they wouldn't have even gotten here. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Because now she's just like, hey, I'm haunted. And dude is like, yo, let me get my camera. Make it do something.
Like, and Toby's like, I don't dance no more. I make money moves. Yeah. And just run up in their bedroom while they're sleeping. Also, they kept going to sleep. I don't know how many times a demon got to wake you up for you to be like, you know, we ain't doing no more sleeping at night. Like, yeah.
I would give also, it up. I get, as an audience member, after watching this movie, it would not have helped. But my ass would have left that house. I'd be sleeping in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. I would be, you know, would not be in the house. Now, granted, like I said, that would not have ultimately helped them. But at least it would have been trying.
I mean, to that effect, for the trying piece, I have a lot to say about that, because I would not have left, but I definitely would not have broken down crying like K-Dog did when she like fell on the bed and like broke down crying. I'm like, I need you to get your ass up, get some sage and air this bitch out. Why are you playing? Like, why are you playing? And then on top of that, when they put the flower down, that should have been salt.
Thank you. We've all seen Supernatural. We all know better.
Come on.
Who this flower for? You making a cookie? You making a cookie?
Okay, but I do.
Yes, have he was.
I do have to take up for Katie just a little bit on the crying, because some of us can't help it. Some of us, when I get so stressed, I cried the first time I watched this movie. Uh-oh. I was literally okay. So I was at an ex-boyfriend's house, and I was sitting in like one of those armchairs, and the climax happens. I end up, my feet in the seat, my butt on the back of the chair, my head in my hands, and I'm sobbing because I cannot handle how stressed I am right now.
I love that for you.
I mean, I understand like her being upset with what Mika said, because he was kind of rude, though, to be like, go upstairs and play with your little friend. I was like...
Yeah, rude.
That was a deep cut. I was like, oh, he's a shady one. The library is now closed. And then she stormed off like New York, like Tiffany Pollard, because she's like, you think I give a fuck? Because I don't. And then you cut to her and she's crying on the bed. I'm like, okay, I can understand maybe that reaction. Maybe.
Now that I want this movie told entirely in flavor of Love Gifts.
Yes.
I want that.
I need to remake this movie, and Tiffany Pollard as New York needs to be Katie.
Yes. It would be a completely different. The demon's going to be in the corner while like everybody else is arguing, and the demon's just like, y'all don't forgot, like, what happened? Like, I got a timeline, y'all boo or whatever. I mean...
Right. Oh, and Flavor can be the man, Mika Mika.
No, you Mika imagine Mika. If Flavor was Mika. Oh God! No, I just see the demons talking here, being like, "That girl just shit herself on the floor. I ain't here for this no more."
Oh. Y'all know you would have to watch this on Zeus Network, right? If they did this.
No. Oh no! It's too good. I think we've got a blockbuster hit.
We gotta pitch it. I'm at the pitch deck tonight. It's done.
We'll send it to Natalie Nunn, and you know she can help us out with this.
Right.
When y'all were talking about Mika earlier, you know, calling the psychic a quack, I felt like I was. If you notice, I was like, you know, yeah, because I feel shady. But when he did the ambiance music, you know, to mock him. That's kind of my energy, a little bit. I can't lie.
You can mock him, but also you need his help. So you can also be like, ha, 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 I'm laughing. Call him, because I didn't make this demon mad. You could just call him, sir. And then, like, I love when he does come back. And he's like, oh, no, I can't be here. Y'all done fucked it up. I've got to leave. You're like, no, stay. And he's like, no. Y'all have pissed it off.
One sniff of that atmosphere. It was like, this is bad.
The best thing about that, because that's a different person. It's not the same guy they had, because that guy, she keeps saying, he's gone. Did the demon get him? He may be dead. I don't know. But he's gone. And so they're like, okay, we need a replacement. And this dude walks in. He's like, nope, gotta go.
He didn't even leave the doormat, I don't think.
No, he said, this is not right. And I don't blame him. I would do the same thing.
He treated that house like I treat like people's houses at the holidays. When I walk in, I'm like, that don't smell like good food. I'm going to just turn it around. I think I'm sick. I've made a mistake. What y'all mean this is a dry house?
I hate to keep bringing this up, Sheree, but also you and the invitation when we talked about it, because you said it's always fits. Like you literally walk in like, oh no, just gonna leave.
I know where I don't need to be. Where my exes want me to be. Invitation, I see you. If he said go there, I ain't going there. It's a setup. Where demons is ripping my sheets off me and pulling me out of my bed, I don't want to be there no more. If I can't sleep, it ain't gonna happen. Like, that's rude. Also, this is after Nightmare on Elm Street. We know if your demons find you when you're sleeping, don't go to sleep.
They got caffeine pills for a reason.
Listen.
This is the reason. The sole reason.
Ain't no Starbucks in California. Like, you can tell me ain't no Starbucks in California. You get no caffeine. I don't understand. I don't understand. Because they were just like, how do we make all the wrong choices? And I'm like, I get it. I love a horror movie. Somebody got to make a bad choice. But one of y'all got to take turns. Because y'all both just like, yeah, Mika's got it. Yeah. I'm like, what does he got? What does he got other than a camera?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely.
He got a camera and thoughts and prayers. And they ain't working.
Yo, this man literally, I don't remember what part of the movie it was in. But this man literally was like, have some faith in me. Yo, have some faith in the people whose entire career this surrounds around. Don't have faith in your Google knowledge.
Right.
Now you want to talk about faith.
Your one trip to the library.
Right? Right? No, that's like that person who was like, ooh, I just found out about you. Had you thought about pitching your podcast to this place over here that has podcasts? And it's like, tell me more about these networks. Tell me more about how networks will benefit me. Yeah, no, you say money and ads. Ooh, I've never heard these words. Keep going. That's Mika. Why don't you take your script to Hollywood? Oh, really? Right. That's not what I forgot to do with it.
Also, I did not understand why it was not a bigger deal to them. So when they do the flower on the, and they hear the footsteps and they turn the lights on, the footprints that they make in the flower are like hooves.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, okay, y'all, we needed to get a minister, a rabbi.
No. I saw them, and I was like, Black Phillip's been here. Get the fuck out. And they were like, follow them to the attic. I'm like, stop going in attics. Nothing good happens in the attic.
And Toni Collette taught us. Nothing good.
Can you breathe
up there? Like you can't breathe that stuff in, right? The stuff that was up there, isn't that like micro glass crushed up and stuff? Or
to be fair, asbestos is not going to hurt them as much as this demon is.
True. I'm not even going to hold you. I saw like the footprints in the flower, and it looked like to me that like the demon was like on his tippy toes, like it's just the ball of the foot. There's no heel. It's just, he's like, you know, sneaking in the bedroom. Like, I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him. They're gonna see me coming.
I love the way they handle the demon because, like, it's a found footage. So they ain't got no money. So you can't be seeing things so that you get horse dolphins. And so they were like, you ain't gonna see him, but you gonna hear his ass. Dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh no, stop it. Stop it. Every time, like, I don't want it. I don't want it. And you don't even see anything. But, like, the sound, I don't know who did the sound because I'm an asshole and didn't look at that part of the credits. I was like, this is anxiety inducing. I need you to never do this again. And he's like, six more movies, bitch.
That is the one thing that I think makes this movie as good as it is the building of tension and the holding of tension. That's why I cried in that first time I watched it, because this entire movie, it's building your tension, and it never, like, you know, most horror films will give you like some comedy to kind of let you relax a little bit for a few seconds before it continues on. This one just continually builds until the end when you're just like, I can't handle this anymore. I'm having a nervous breakdown. And I think that's it's like watching a car crash. You just can't stop watching it, but you know you need to because you're terrified but I can't stop looking for what it is.
I love that you said that because facts. Like, and they don't even show the entity. And there's all these movies that are clamoring to show us as much as possible to try to scare us. You don't have to. That is not necessary to scare the hell out of people.
That's facts. I 100%. Think Paranormal Activity Next of Kin should have learned a lesson from elder, the first Paranormal Activity, because this was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 miles better than that one. Well, and they showed a lot.
And, I'm sure like, if each of us right now, if we could, drew like what we think the demon looks like, each one of us is going to be different. Yeah. Because what's in your head is always scarier than whatever they could CGI up or whatever up.
Fear Mine the unknown. Looks like Donald Trump. Does look like Donald Trump with satyr hooves.
Instead of putting down flour to catch his ass, they put down cheetah paste.
His toupee is just shedding down the hallway.
Oh god! No.
When they find the broken picture, there's just a little few hairs in there, like.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm going to get the biggest, baddest hunting in your life.
That was more Richard Gere than Donald Trump.
I'm the bigliest demon.
This is the hugest demon. The hugest.
Huge. I'm a kofefei you. Oh.
This is terrible. This is very frightening.
It's like them coming for Katie, coming for their rights. It's like, oh.
Make Katie haunted again.
Right?
That's his goal.
She's like, I won't ever be haunted. Can I go back to being haunted? My demons are better when I was a kid. I'm sorry. Yo. It's too real. Look.
Also random, but in the beginning, were they watching the Charles Manson murders on that TV?
I didn't catch that.
It looked like I was like, is that Charles Manson? And then you see like the followers. I'm like, hold up now.
I mean, it could be. We all know we love a true crime documentary, you know? Like,
but while you're haunted, you need to be watching a televangelist, not Joel Olsen, because he'd be stealing the girls' coins. Listen, but somebody credible.
Somebody who'll show you where the funds is going.
Yes.
But that's my other thing, is they were just too cavalier about this demon in their house, because they were still eating and inviting people over and still going out and shit. If I catch a demon where I'm living, I'm going to the convent. You will find me at church. I will be first pew every Sunday through Saturday. Bitch is gonna be like, when does Sheree learn how to sing? She's in the choir now.
That is
sister
so...
acting it up.
Hey, this is Whoopi Goldberg,
right?
That's real, because I would have that house looking like Carrie's house, you know, like how her mom had it with all the damn candles, right? And the little prayer closet. That's how my house would look. The demon wouldn't even want to be in there.
It would be night and day. It would be like that friend who's going to court, and so all of a sudden everything's buttoned up and the hair is right when they was out here getting loose with you yesterday. I'm just like, Nikki got a full-on suit. What happened? Like, she's like, don't worry about it. I got demons.
I would like even change. You know how like when y'all ask me how I'm doing, I'm like, oh, you know, same old shit, different day. It would switch to blessed and highly favored. I'd be one of those girls.
Yes.
I'd be like, under his eye. Y'all like, that's the wrong cult. I'm like, okay. I'm learning. Look.
That's how all the demons write. Don't do it to us. Don't do it to us.
I am learning. I'm highly favored in my habit.
I'm just saying. That thing ain't going to get me out of here.
Listen, me and them robes, it would be over. It would be done. It'd be like, where'd she go? I was talking to her on Twitter, and then like I saw a picture of her at the nunnery. And it's going to be like, oh, yeah, no. Louise saw a demon. I had to leave. I hope Amanda figured out my half of that rent. I'm gone. Like, I don't have that phone no more. I had to give it away as part of like becoming a nun. Better days.
Right. So I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are. There were a couple moments, and like I said, this movie is terrifying, but super effective. But there were some times when the dialogue just was a little less than stellar. Like, it felt a little forced, and especially around the argument of, well, you didn't tell me on the date. And I was like, and she was like, well, what would you say if I had told? And I was like, that's not how she would talk. Like,
What I'm wondering if it's, this is one of those fan footage movies, because a lot of them do that, where they don't have like actual dialogue written beat for beat. They have like the loose outline.
Right.
And they hope they get improvers who can like do the things. And not all actors are improvers. Some of them are like, you gave me two lines. I'm going to just keep saying them over. And I'm like, stop it. And they're like, I only got two lines. I'm like, yeah, I'm like a choice. and some of them are like, oh, yeah, I know where to need to go. Let's do this. And then sometimes you get it where it's uneven and one person can and another person can't. Right. And the person's trying to give you like a master class, and the person's like, I said it again.
it did feel like that's what I was thinking that too, that it felt like this was a so in this scene, this is what has to happen. Dialogue wise, you just kind of do what you want.
It's like kids in a daycare.
Right. And so sometimes it worked and sometimes it did not.
Yeah. Listen. And it also makes me wonder more about the actor that plays Mika, whose actual name is Mika Micah.
No way. Wait, his name is
actually... Like him and Peyton, they use their first names.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh.
I love when found footage do that, because, like, I know it's not real.
Well, maybe his name is actually Micah.
Oh, I hope so.
Maybe.
Well, she's calling it Mika, because they were, like, having an ongoing fight on set, and she's like, I'll never use your real name. Mika. And he's like, I hate you.
I honestly, the acting was my least favorite part of this movie. And like, not even just the dialogue, but just like, I don't know. I thought the acting was bad.
It's not good.
I did not have to focus on it like at all. There's, you know, 20 other things that I can worry about in this movie that are very pleasing to me. But if, like, you know, scenes like that, Trent, like the argument scene and when they're going back and forth trying to figure something out, usually when it like gets really heated or if they're, you know, something dramatic just happens and then they're like reacting to it immediately after, I'm like, no way. I'm just kind of like, really?
The only time that really worked for me, and I'm curious how they shot it, was when that the second medium comes in. He's like, nope, gotta go. Because she's like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm,
you ain't done nothing. And I wonder if they were just like, okay, he's coming in. You gotta get him to help you. And he's like, and they told him to be like, nope. And just to see what her reaction would be. Because that was the most genuine I saw of her, to be like,
I agree.
What? We need your help.
She's like, this is supposed to build. You can't just come in with a no. But like, back to Zero's point, it did feel like I was watching a local daytime commercial. Mm. And they're all like, boats, boats, boats. Call 377-409. And I was like, this is the 100 demons? But then it took off. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna let it go. I'm in it. Look.
Yeah.
One other thing. Why did they wait 2 weeks to call the demonologist? That was strange to me. And then it was even more strange that they were surprised that he was gone.
Because he was gaslighting her this whole time. Like, babe, I got this. No demons go. I mean, that's definitely how Mika talks in this show. But let's just pretend, just because he's annoying.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking gym tan laundry, babe. I got this. No demons gonna mess with my wife. I got this. And then time of death.
Sad.
It made me think of, because I've been slowly rewatching Martin because it's on HBO Max and I never saw it all in order, and it made me feel like this is how Martin and Gina would have handled this, because Martin was always over exaggerated and was very much like, nah, I got this, I'm a man, I got this, and then shit backfires and Gina gotta save the day. It felt very much like that, and I'm like, I don't know if you want your couple to resemble a sitcom couple of the 90s, but here we are.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I really don't know if, like, at any point, I'm rewatching this, right? And I'm trying to look for, because I'm obviously bothered by, like, this gaslighting thing that's going on. And I'm, like, waiting, because I remember from my original screening that they call again to get the medium back. Or I didn't remember if it was the medium or if it was demonologist or whatever. Right. But I have this knowledge. So I'm, like, I'm watching the movie and I'm looking for the point in which Mika is like, I was wrong. Oh shit. Yeah. It's actually serious now. But I don't actually think that
I ever think he came. Dies still being like, I got this, babe.
Like, yeah, right? Yeah, for real. Like, his, that if he were to live after that, like, that would have been the point, but it's too fucking late now. Like, there was no, like, okay, maybe I can't handle this.
His ghost right now is like, I got this. This is right where I want the demon.
And it's yeah. Like, we have the same playing field. Now I got you, bro. Put him up.
Meanwhile, Hooves McHooves is like, Mika, sit down. I'm tired.
Yeah. Mika was just reincarnated by that lady who brought the iron to fight Michael Myers. Like,
that's the same spirit.
Evil sure. Didn't die out of the night. Didn't die out of the night. Evil just running rampant. What?
Evil is HR. It ain't going nowhere.
Yo, look.
I'm just saying.
It's not true.
The moment that this is when I knew, like, his pride reached an all-time high, when he burned the cross. At that point, I knew, I was like, the movie's over. Because, like, she's gripping it for dear life. You done had demons running all up and through here, and you burn the cross. And where's your Bible?
They don't have one.
Even my heathen ass got a Bible up in here.
Listen.
I mean, I don't have a Bible, but if I had a demon, you better believe I'm a find one.
You get, of course.
I would log on to Instagram and Trent be like, getting right with the Lord. And I'd be like, yep, Toby's been there.
Stop. I wonder if the devil hates the Bible app. Like, do you have to have a physical Bible?
Yo, that is a good question. That is a good question. That is a damn good question.
No. Some of these conservative Christians show up like it.
Listen.
Yo, can you imagine, like, pulling up to an exorcism and, like, the exorcist has, like, an apprentice and he just, like, pulls out his app and he's like, be gone! Hold up this phone!
Can you imagine? What do you mean you forgot the charger? Oh, no!
Brings up, like a tablet, like an iPad. Right? It's like, Psalm 31, 2...
Shorty's in the bed, like, head spinning. He's like, hold on, I gotta update.
Right. No, saying, can you share on Facebook?
This is good. That would be a good, that would actually be a good skit. Can somebody get the Wayans brothers to come back? There's so much stuff we can get. Like,
yeah,
we need to redo Repossessed with Black people. This is it. This is it. Yes. Have Satan fighting somebody's Wi-Fi. If it's Xfinity, he ain't gotta do much.
Accurate.
People dropping their phones and ain't got no screen cases on it because they thought they was cute. Like, this is mayhem. I like it. I want it.
It can't be like off Scream Queens when Ariana Grande died and it took a selfie before she died.
I love that so much.
I finally finished the first season of Scream Queens. It took me like months, but I finally finished it.
And you can just stop there.
I think so.
Please do.
I think that's the way.
I just haven't finished the second season. I love the first season though.
I stuck out the first season because Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this ain't really for me. Because me and Ryan Murphy don't always agree. And that's fine. He don't need me. He's doing fine. He's successful. He's not thing. Like, that girl with the weird name ain't about it. Let's talk to her.
They pop in them DMs real quick. What right? You mean?
Why are you on all the podcasts that I've not been on? What is it? What happened? And I'll be like, you can do the altar tapes. I'm only one of eight. What?
Right.
I heard even he say on that one. Go for it. He's like, what about the other two? I was like, ooh, we gotta have some meetings. I don't know if it's gonna work for you.
What? I cannot, Mona. I cannot.
Do we have any more notes before we get to hot takes?
I have one more. Because it doesn't fit naturally in conversation. I apologize to you all. Y'all know me. Yeah, I mean, y'all know me being honest. I love it. Y'all know
we're here for it.
Here come ghouls with the wrench. All right, let's have it.
I'm ready.
No, and the spade, because y'all know I like to dig. No, but when he started killing them when he captured the spiders and set them free, mm-hmm. I do the same thing. I do not kill my spiders. You kill your good luck with that. This is a PSA, people.
Yeah, that's bad luck.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Zero, I don't feel so crazy anymore.
No. Yeah. And I don't mind spiders because I hate mosquitoes and spiders eat mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So as long as you like don't sneak up on me,
right,
we're gonna be fine and you could like go back outside and continue to do your job.
That's my thing. If you will stay outside and you do not sneak up, if you sneak up on me, I can't be helped by what I do when I'm scared.
Exactly.
Technically, I don't kill spiders because I scream and I give them whatever they took. Like, one time in my bedroom last year, when I was in Indiana, I slept on my couch for like three nights because a spider fell in the bed. And I was like, I can't find him and nobody's here to kill it. We got COVID. And so I slept on my couch. After 3 days, I like went and like shook stuff around and poked things to be like, are you done, Mr. Spider? Can I have my room back? And he had moved on.
One of my friends, she went to go use the lavatory one day and she closed the door. And when she did, there was a spider on the back of it. She has like really bad arachnophobia. And it was like a smaller bathroom. So she said she gasped and she was like scared and she didn't know what to do. So she called her father and he actually drove over there to like help get her out the bathroom. Because apparently like it disappeared or something. Like she looked away and looked back and it was gone. And she was like, I can't.
That's extreme.
Oh my God. Same. Would not do that.
I would rather fight Michael, Freddy, and Jason than a spider.
Damn.
At least I can see where they at. With a spider, he could be on me. He could be in my hair. There's no trust. Like, I know Michael and Freddy and they make over to my hair.
I don't do spiders either. I can't. No. I mean, again, if they're outside, like outside of my back door a few years ago, there was like a huge, I mean, objectively kind of pretty spider. It had color. It was colorful. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. And it stayed outside. And when I got close to it, it would like shake the thing to be like, mm-hmm. I'm here, bitch. And I'd be like, look, I ain't getting close to you. You ain't getting close to me. We good. You can live there, eat your shit.
Right.
And I will do my thing.
No, I keep my windows closed and my air conditioning on. Because like if it's too cold, they won't fuck with me. And so like that's where I'm living. Because I can't do it. Because they get up on the ceiling and they want to like fall out like it's P-Valley. And I'm like, no, I don't want you here.
Thank you.
Nobody asked for this. I was trying to get some tacos.
And side note, P-Valley has a second season, I found out. Just want to throw it out there, but go ahead.
I'm not going to lie. I don't love the show because, but like the stunts. Like the stunt team needs all the awards. The way these poles be shaking as these heels be hitting these ceilings, it is athleticism at its finest. Like, move over, Olympics. I want this. I remember the first episode I watched because she like put on her costume and showed she had like all the shimmies and she like crossed herself and did some of this to pump herself up and she ran out there and hit that pole and it was like
it was fantastic.
It was on the ceiling. And I was like,
I need that as a gift immediately.
I was like, what is happening? She's breakdancing on the ceiling, holding herself up on one hand on this pole. And I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna watch this.
It's far too cinematic for a strip show too, right? Because not only is it like super athletic, but then like the camera angles, the lighting, the frenzy lapsing from Saw, it's like a lot of like attention to cinematics, you know, for shaking some ass in the valley.
Listen, that production quality go up for every cheek. Like, they is just like, okay. Well, cater, more money. And I'm just like, I don't know how. Are they on wires? Are these acrobats? I have questions.
Wait, are they on wires or are they really athletic like that? I wonder.
They're probably athletic like that. I have seen some dancers be able to do some crazy things on them poles.
Look, Cardi B definitely is like, I can still do this every once in a while so people don't fucking forget. And I'm just like, Cardi, you famous now. You can have other people do that for you. She's like, no. And what? I'm like, well, there she goes. Like,
right, what happened to I Don't Dance No More, I Make Money Moves? Right. Like, what happened to that, Cardi? And she like, every once in a while.
She's like, just to remind y'all, I can.
It's for the fun. She's like, I gotta keep it, you know, keep it spicy.
Right? She's like, y'all might have forgotten about me. Watch this. And I'm like, whoa.
I mean, she still got it, so.
Listen, she's had how many kids that can do that? I have had no kids, and I can't do none of that. What?
I can grab the pole. That's about it. I can do the twirly thing with my feet on the ground.
No. I got injured getting in bed the other day. Because I tried to get in with one hand, knowing I'm too heavy for that now. And my thumb was like, bitch. And she's been sore for 4 days.
I'd be the first stripper that uses life alert. The moment I fly off that motherfucker, I'm like, oh!
I have fallen. I cannot get up.
There's an audience here that can't help me.
I'm making more from my injuries than my actual dancing. my insurance would be like, shit. Look,
we have gotten wild. All right, hot takes. Well, let's get spicy, everyone.
They should have actually hired me. That's it. Because Dr. Fredericks and that demonologist that never showed the hell up, they were useless. They didn't tell them what they needed to know. Like I said earlier, instead of the flour, you should have put down salt. Like I said earlier, you should have used some sage. You also should have got a cat, because cats can see spirits and they ward them away. I told you, you did good by not killing the spiders, but you fucked it up by arguing all the time and feeding it negative energy, because that's what the demon wants.
Yes, negative energy is a good point, though, because that is very true.
Right? That's why I couldn't do much at first, because that's how it works. They can only do petty shit at first. And then, like, when they get the negative energy or you try to contact them, they elevate up the spiritual ladder.
Right. But, right. Yeah, because you can only, like, move the keys at one point in the first part of it. Which I heard the keys, and I was like, did you not hear the keys drop? And she's like, my keys. How did my keys get here? That was obviously your keys hit the ground in the middle of the night.
Right. No, like, to Ryan's point, though, you got to treat them like Twitter trolls. Because if you feed the Twitter troll, it's going to be an all-day event. If you just mute them and keep going, though, you can have your life.
yes true. And I have a dog, so if I hear keys in the middle of the night, I wake up instantly. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't have scared me. It would have just put me on higher alert.
Listen,
there you go.
Understood.
Well, that was mine.
I like it. Okay. So when I get demons, I'm gonna call Ryan and be like, Ryan, help. I got my Bible, I got my cat. What else do I need? Salt and sage.
And don't kill them spiders.
Don't come on my way.
Listen.
Oh my God. Accurate. Okay, this might be a little spicy one. The press surrounding this movie was like absolutely insane. I'm pretty sure we were all there to concur. But this is like a Paranormal Activity is one of the most profitable movies of all time, right? The ads on television were like, you're gonna quake in your boots. But yes, it was very, very scary, and it's got like loads of freaking props for like the future of found footage. I think even Steven Spielberg was like, my personal copy is haunted.
Wow.
Which I'm pretty sure he said that. I don't know if they paid him to say that or anything, but in terms of like being a staple in the genre, I don't like that this one sits above Blair Witch, personally.
Yeah, I can see why.
You know, I see
both sides. I love both.
I think it has something to do with like my deal with noise. Mm-hmm. And Trent, I wanted to mention this earlier when you were talking about noise, but then we got distracted just because we be talking.
That's who we are.
But I have this, I don't want to say it's weird. I mean, I'm sure other horror heads can agree with me, but I have like a love-hate relationship with loud noise, because I feel like in a lot of horror, there's always going to be like a cheap jump scare that's like, boom, loud noise. And then it's the loud noise that gets you scared and not actually what's happening or the buildup to that. And there was a lot of that in this movie and not nearly as much in Blair Witch. So, I mean, I love both. I think they're both great movies. This Paranormal Activity definitely takes the franchise title, but it like relies a lot on the slamming doors. And well, honestly, it's mostly the slamming doors with this one. And then in 2 and 3 and et cetera, slamming cupboards and everything slamming and like things are, you know, it's a lot of loud noise. And I don't know. I think that Blair Witch was better at like harnessing that like that anxiety inducing buildup without any. I mean, there is some loud noise, but not nearly as much in Paranormal Activity. And so I don't want to say it bothers me, but I slightly disagree with how, I guess, the academic community like raves for Paranormal Activity for like all of its accomplishments in found footage. And I kind of, and you know, the whole thing that Steven Spielberg said, oh, my copy is haunted. And I kind of feel like Blair Witch just did it a little better. Am I crazy?
Well, let's get into Shrey's hot take, because this is good. This is a good little jumping off point.
My hot take is the opposite of Zero's hot take. Because I think that this is my favorite found footage franchise. And this first one scares me more than the original Blair Witch scared me as a child. Because as a kid, I was like, get to the witch, get to the witch. And they were like, we fighting and we paranoid, like, get to the witch. And so I was not having that original until I was an adult. And by then I was assaulted. I'm like, okay, it's fine. But this one, because like I don't scare easy. And it's because a lot of the movies don't know how to do it. Whereas this one's like, I slammed a door, bitch. Put your phone down. I'm like, you right. I'm sorry, Toby. I'm listening. Look. And so I don't, yeah, we disagree on something finally. Good for us.
That's, I think that's a first for us.
It is.
I think for me, I love both. And I get where both of you are coming from. I think that Blair Witch handles anxiety really well, and especially with like the frantic camera movements and like you never know what's going to pop in and what you're going to see stop the camera finally. And that's effective really well for Blair Witch. And I think with Paranormal Activity really is about stress and tension and building that tension and not necessarily the anxiety because you know it's there and it's not very frantic. It's very steady.
I think another thing is Blair Witch could never be me. I'm not going out into the woods. Whereas Paranormal Activity, I was a kid in a haunted house. And if I show up in a house and it's haunted again,
right.
And I got to be like, is it me? Am I the problem? That bothers me because I'm in my own place. I pay rent and the demons run up in there. That's different. And so that's something I can relate to because I'm just like, oh no, to be in my own room and then my blanket gets snatched off me by the forces. No,
these are points. These are good points.
If I went camping, maybe Blair Witch would get with me. But it's kind of like Camp Crystal Lake. I'm not going to a summer camp where a kid died and people keep dying. Suckers.
Right.
I mean, I was so ready to say that. Like, I agree that Blair Witch is better than Paranormal Activity. But I think the tricky part is I have to go back and rewatch Blair Witch because one of the pieces that you guys are talking about, like seeing it when you were younger, that does affect you quite a bit. And like when I first did see Blair Witch, I was a kid and it traumatized me. Like when I saw Paranormal Activity, I was a bit older. So and at that point, because I'd seen so much horror, I mean, it still scared me, but not on the level of the fear that I felt when I watched Blair Witch. And I'm from Maryland, so there were layers to that experience. Mm-hmm. Like, my family telling me that this was real and it happened up the street. Stuff like that. It elevated it. But I want to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah. And if we're talking franchises, I mean, the Blair Witch sequel was...
No, we don't... Nah.
But the third one was good. The third one made up for the second.
Is the third one?
Yeah, the third one is really good, yeah.
It's called Blair Witch, and the first one was called The Blair Witch Project. So people thought it was the same, because I did for the longest time. And then Jazz was like, no, that's a different movie, bitch. I'm like, what?
There was also the game, too.
Yeah.
It was a game?
Yeah,
and it actually came out just a couple years ago. Relatively new. I played it just because it was on the Game Pass, so I didn't have to pay for it. But you could, like, customize your dog, which is cool. Yeah, it was a like really crunchy game, but it was, you know, if you're into found footage and you like the movie, it was like, it's definitely like a for fans thing. It wasn't a good game. It was for the fans. Okay. But I think I didn't realize until y'all are talking about it just now, but I think what sways me a little bit towards Blair Witch and away from Paranormal Activity. I like both of them. And so I'm not no hater or anything. But I think what draws me to Blair Witch a little bit more is Trent, the shaky camera, the handheld camera, and then a lot, I want to say the majority of Paranormal Activity is like the security cam. Well, it's not security cam in the first one, but like, you know, the single frame. He's got it on a
tripod, right?
Yeah.
And then that's how the rest of the franchise goes. It's mostly security cam footage and it's just like the same frame, which maybe it definitely didn't bore me, but it's a little bit more, oh my God, it's like the camera's moving around. Oh my God.
I think that the closest scene in the first one that gets closer to that steady or the frantic camera thing is when she sleepwalks ends up outside and he's like, where is she at? I was like, oh God, oh God, oh no, oh God. You know.
I think because we're talking about this, I think one of the reasons why I do gravitate to this is gravitate. One of the reasons I do gravitate towards this one is because, like, it's the stillness. Because, like, I remember Blair Witch was the first one where I saw with shaky cam, and I was like, no, I want to see stuff. And this one's like, bitch, it's there. And so it's kind of like, I feel like I'm watching live theater in a way, like a weird theater experiment. And I'm like, what are they doing in the bedroom? Are they being haunted in there tonight?
This would be a fun stage adaptation.
Get out of my head. God, yes.
You're so right.
Yeah. This is the one. We can't do Blair Witch on stage. We can do this, bitch.
No, you can't do Blair Witch on stage. That wouldn't make sense.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool. Like, imagine it's like a rotating stage and like, each, like, it's like a circle, right? And then it's like four rooms, and then you could switch from room to room. Sick. Absolutely sick right there.
Let's do it. Let's
We have the best ideas.
Right? Yeah. Right? Where's Monkey Paw? Like, why are they following us? I think
we might need to start saying less. Because someday, right, like, 10, 15, 20 years from now, we're going to find ourselves being ripped the fuck off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
True. So yeah, my hot take is I think in as far as like success goes, Blair Witch walked so that Paranormal Activity could run, because I do think that Paranormal Activity is the most effective low budget found footage movie, and it's not surprising that it spawned one of the most successful franchises of the current era. These newer franchises, I can think of Paranormal Activity, Insidious,
Conjuring,
The Purge, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I don't think that's really successful.
Well,
I think it's niche. I consider it successful.
No, did y'all know they had a TV show? Because I keep telling people that, and they're like, what?
I did. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
No,
I did their little ride at what's it called? Halloween Horror Nights last year. I went, and they turned, like, you know, the Hollywood tourist tram. Where you go through all the sets. So they turn that into like The Purge, whatever. And I don't know. It was like, they're grabbing at it. It's a big money bag, The Purge. It definitely is.
Yeah.
But I do think that Paranormal Activity is the most consistent current era franchise.
I think I would agree I would agree.
Until the last one, I had no real complaints. And then that last one was all complaints.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, my God!
Paramount. You can see her.
Trent, you should watch just to talk shit.
Yeah, I know that I've seen all the other ones. I need to make sure I've seen all the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think anything was connected with this one. It was like whole new story. Yeah, it was completely removed.
It's like when they reboot a video game. They're like, we're done with Raccoon City. I'm like, but you are Resident Evil. You got one place to be. And they're like, we're going to do some other stuff on this island. I'm like, this is wrong and racist. And they're like, oh, no, we'll go back to next one.
Yeah. Right. One thing I think that like really sets like the franchises apart also is that Paranormal Activity, it feels like has stronger sequels versus like that second one is such a pitchfall. Like you get like
Blair Witch 2 was trash.
Yeah. Like, and it was. The first one, I feel like because of all the marketing and all of the fanfare, it was like a classic instantly for a lot of people. And then that second one just like, and then they didn't release anything for a long time. And the second one was so bad that like nobody really cared about this third one that was actually pretty decent. And Paranormal Activity, it's very focused on what it wants to do. It's like, this is a supernatural occurrence. Whereas the first Blair Witch Project, there's all these theories that it may not actually be anything supernatural going on, that they set this girl up. They took her in the woods to kill her. There are a lot of people who really feel this. And because of the way it's done, it's ambiguous. But then the second one's like, no, just kidding. It's supernatural. So it's like, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your sequel can't work against your audience. Cause then that doesn't work.
Even Scream tells you that you lose the core audience.
Yo. Yeah.
If you change shit, people will remember that forever and they'll be mad at you, Halloween 2. Because they were like, it's her brother. And then she put on an awful wig and ran around the hospital. And we were like, this is a good movie, but why they gotta be related? And then they were like, retcon it three different times in the future.
I actually low-key love Halloween 2. But I get like, why are they brothers and sisters? But being stuck in a hospital is terrifying to me.
It's a good movie. Like, I feel like the first two are the best of the original franchise, hands down. But, like, also, like, two is not as good as one. But it's like we always say, it's diminishing returns every sequel.
Yeah.
Things don't ever get better as they go.
It's fan abuse.
Right? It's like, y'all don't give us some more money so we can keep doing it. And it's like, stop. We care. Yeah, if you are not Don Mancini, let it go.
Let it go. I love Paranormal Activity 2, like, just as much as the first one.
It's been so long. I'm excited to watch it this week.
The one where they go, like, full-on security cam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the first one was just so great because they're like, hey, let's try this thing. Mm-hmm. It's different. And then they figured out that it's fucking awesome and it works. And so they went really, like, really dug their teeth into it for the second one. Rewatch. It's time for a rewatch.
It's so good.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go. Are you guys going to do the whole franchise?
We're going to do the first three. Yeah, this goes up in June. So at the end of June, our Thursday, we're going to put up some movies and we're going to, like, spin a wheel and it's going to decide what our next four movies are going to be for July. Nice. And Paranormal 4 might be on there. So it might get chosen or it might not get chosen.
That's the one where old girl got hurt on the set.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Actually, I think it was Katie.
How bad was the damage?
She got real demons.
I don't think it was, like, lawsuit damage, but, like, she was definitely, like, being tossed around a bit because I think, if I'm remembering correctly, she, like, came back as, like, possessed Katie.
Yeah, isn't the four the one that ends up linking back to one?
Right, like, and it becomes, like, yeah. They do, like, that loopy thing.
Which is Jesus the fuck out of me.
And I believe that she was, like, doing a stunt. And she hurt herself.
Oh, shit.
Sure. Yeah. I think. Y'all could fact check me, but I'm pretty sure it was four.
That would make sense. Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. That's our thoughts on Paranormal Activity 1 and many, 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 many other things.
Classic.
Yes. A classic trip down Fear Street.
Yes.
Thank you, Zero and Ryan, so much. Everyone listening, make sure you go check out Blurdy Massacre and check out Brother Ghoulish. They have awesome things going on. And next week, we'll be covering, surprise, Paranormal Activity 2 with our loved ones from A Nightmare on Fifth Street.
And that's going to continue celebrating the best season, the best month of the year. My season. Gemini season.
Oh my gosh.
I see you, squad.
I'm going to start Venmoing you every time you use the word best this month.
I'll be able to retire. I'm excited. Look.
Anyways, on that note, again, thank you, Zero. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And as always, make sure you stay fierce out there.
Bye.
Bye.